USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday passed H.R. 1, otherwise known as the For the People Act, which Republicans warn will compromise election integrity and ultimately lead to the federalization of U.S. elections. The Democrat-led House passed the legislation along party lines 220 to 210. The petition to recall California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has climbed above 1.9 million signatures, with 2 weeks to go until its deadline. Organizer Orrin Heatley says, "We have cleared another milestone, and we are now entering the final stretch of this part of the official campaign to remove California Governor Gavin Newsom from power and office." End quote. If the effort succeeds, a recall election would likely occur later this year. The White House says there will be no announcement this week on who the future nominee to head the Office of Management and Budget might be. Nominee Neera Tanden has withdrawn after vile social media behavior was presented at her confirmation hearings. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
China has made anal COVID-19 swabs mandatory for all foreign travelers arriving in country. The communists say such tests provides a higher degree of accuracy than other screening methods for the virus. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin, however, defended the screenings as science-based. As part of the new travel requirement, there will be testing hubs in Beijing and Shanghai airports. More people have been killed by military personnel as the coup in Myanmar continues. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Myanmar security forces have killed more protesters as the military government has stepped up their crackdown on opponents of last month's coup. A UN official says 38 people were killed Wednesday, most in the country's largest city, Yangon. Hundreds have also reportedly been arrested by security forces. The Association of Southeastern Asian Nations released a statement earlier this week calling for an end to the violence and urged both sides to negotiate for a peaceful settlement. The UN Security Council will reportedly meet on Friday to discuss the situation.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As Mississippi and Texas are easing COVID-19 restrictions and allowing their citizens to normalize life, President Biden insulted the intelligence of these Americans, calling us Neanderthals. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Several states have begun pulling back their COVID restrictions, with Texas and Mississippi announcing earlier this week that they were ending their mask mandates and all restrictions on business operations. On Wednesday, President Biden called the moves a mistake made with Neanderthal thinking.
I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it. It still matters.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves said the president's reaction shows a lack of trust in the American people. He tells Fox News that restrictions were needed to protect his state's health care system, but as new cases and hospitalizations fall and more Mississippians are vaccinated, that protection is no longer needed.
So we no longer have a health care crisis in our state, and so we've got to allow our people to make good decisions. The fact is, I trust Mississippians and I trust Americans to do what's best for themselves and their family. And I wish the president would focus on trusting Americans rather than trying to insult Americans.
Mississippi dropped the mask mandate Wednesday. Texas will drop the mask mandate and gathering limitations next Wednesday. Major League Baseball will play 14 spring training games today. Since most of the games are in Florida and Arizona, tickets are available to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.